So chickens, cells, but what about people? Are there human super chickens? Well, we're going to need a group of impeccably dressed teenagers to figure that out.
Last night, Axis counterintelligence captured British spy Mark Allen while he was on a mission to gather intelligence on the Atlantic Wall. The Axis will now be...
We're in a high school in the Chicago suburbs. It's filled with teenagers, but it takes a minute to notice since everyone is dressed like they're on Capitol Hill.
Thus, this is the only opportunity to get intel from him.
This is High School Model UN. It's an activity where high school students pretend to be United Nations delegates. They take on the role of countries, give speeches, write resolutions, and compete for awards.
Why were you investigating the Atlantic Wall?
I'm sorry, I can't say that right now.
We're here because I did Model UN in high school, and I've been thinking about it ever since, because it was the most cutthroat experience of my life. See, Model UN has its own version of super chickens, a kind of delegate other students fear. The Power Del, short for Power Delegate.
They'll come in with this huge stack of papers they've never glanced at, they've never even read, right? But it's all about the intimidation factor. It's about the thud that it makes when you drop it on your desk.
That's Mia Korzunski, a high school Model UN delegate from Stevenson High School in Lincolnshire, Illinois. I'm talking with her and her teammate, Arushi Sharma. Here's Arushi.
They'll have like a little pin with their country's flag on it, or they'll walk in wearing like the best looking suit you've ever seen. And they have this kind of aura around them.
Yes, for the fatherland!
Arushi remembers being in a committee when a Power Del walks in.
He's wearing like a charcoal gray suit, and it looked great. And his tie matched his socks. And everybody was like, this guy knows what he's doing.
And that impression set the pace for the rest of the committee.
Everybody kind of just like revolved around him because he just had this presence to him. And as soon as we would go into an unmoderated caucus or a break, it was like he would start almost shouting orders at people. And he put himself in this like position of leadership at the start, and everybody kind of just ran with it.
They may have regretted that decision.
This guy kind of like talked over everyone the entire 4 days, didn't let anybody's ideas get passed through.
Arushi says it's not that this guy was actually coming up with any great international solutions for the resolutions he was working on.
And looking back, his speeches nor his content was that good. I don't think he wrote a single clause that weekend. He just had other people write the clause and he just brought them together.
Unlike Arushi, who wrote a lot.
So he was kind of just sitting there nodding along like, this seems like a good idea. I like this idea. Like, let's keep your clause. Let's get rid of your clause.
Oh, so you ended up kind of working for him.
Yeah. It was like everybody in this committee was working for him, even if you weren't in the same block as him.
And this is because he matched his socks to his tie.
Yeah.